Shalom to all. Today's office is Rosh Hashanah Chagiga Daf Yudzayin. We're starting right near the top of the Halacha Zayin. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Rem Tzar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And this mission we continue discussing chumers that we have in Toma. The Mishnah tells us Bigdei Am Haaretz Midras LaPrushim. The begadim, the clothing of an Am Haaretz, are considered midras when it comes to Prushim. Am Haaretz are not trusted in regards to Toma and Tara. Prushim are Yidin who are very careful with Toma and Tara. So we're saying that the clothing of an Am Haaretz are considered midras when it comes to Prushim. Now what does that mean midras? So midras is a term unique to Zav and Zava, namely when it's Zavar Zava leans their body weight on something. It could be a couch, a chair, a bed, or even clothing, mattress, something like that. That gives it a very high level of Toma. And we're saying the same thing over here, that the begadim of an Am Haaretz, not the Am Haaretz himself, but the begadim of an Am Haaretz are considered midras in regards to Prushim, as we're going to see in the Gemara. That's because we're afraid that his wife, when she was a Nida, she sat on them, and therefore a Machmer. Similarly, Bigdei Prushim, midras like Truma. Begadim of Prushim, they're considered midras in regards to those who eat Truma, even though Prushim are very careful with Toma and Tara. Since Truma is on an elevated level, Prushim are careful in regards to Chulin, and even though they're careful with Toma, still, again, as we're saying, we're being machmer in regards to Truma, that the clothing of Prushim is considered midras in regards to Truma. Similarly, Bigdei Eichlei Truma, midras l'kaidesh. The begadim of people who eat Truma, they're considered midras in regards to Kaidesh. And two examples of how machmer we are with this is Yossi ben Yezer, hayachasid shebekuna. Yossi ben Yezer, he was one of the pious kohanim, v'hayis mitpachta midras l'kaidesh, and his mitpachas, his kerchief, is considered midras in regards to Kaidesh. Furthermore, Yechem good gada, hayachal taharas kaidesh koyamav. Yechem good gada, he would eat his food al taharas kaidesh his entire life, meaning all the food that he ate, even if it was regular chulin, he made sure that it was on that tahara level of hekdesh. Nonetheless, v'hayis mitpachta midras chatos, his mitpachas, his kerchief, is considered midras in regards to chatos, the parah aduma. You see that we're very machmer with this. So where it tells us, Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Yechon, Magais Shanu, we're talking about Magais if something was touched. Namely, when we say in the beginning of the Mishnah that the begadim of Am Haaretz are considered midras l'prushim, they're only considered midras if somebody touched them, not anything else, not if they were moved or if they were sat on without being touched. It has to be that they were touched in order to have this chumra on them. So Rabbi Zeir Ba Kumi Rabbi Yosef, he asks as follows, Me'echon Nitma HaBeged has a midras. How did this beged become Tumas midras? If we're saying that it has to be touched, so what does that mean? It's Tumi midras. Midras usually is a Zavar Zava leaning their body weight on something, even if they didn't actually touch it. It could be that there was some sort of chatzitza interposition in between the two. It doesn't have to be they touched it, but here you're saying they touched it, so how does that work? So really he told him, Tifti, we could explain, Shaisa Ishtay Shalam Arts, Yishavas Olav Aruma. And you're referring to where the wife of the Am Haaretz, she was sitting on these clothing unclothed, and her chashash is that she was a Nida, and that is the same din of Midras as Zav and Zava. So we have a case where she's actually touching the clothing, and therefore it has this elevated level of Midras. Now, Shmuel Bar Abba Baal Kumi Rab Zeira, he suggests as follows, just like you say over there, Ain Hesed Bechulin. Now, there's no Hesed by Chulin. Now, Hesed is something becoming Tame simply by being moved, even if it wasn't actually touched. It was just moved. That's called Tomas Hesed. So, just as we're saying over there, that by the wife of an Am Haaretz, if she moved Chulin, that's not going to be Tame it, but Yesh Hesed Bechulin de Maga, there's Hesed by Chulin through touching, which means if when she moves the Chulin, she also touched it, so then it will come Tame. So, the Chavasa, similarly, in our case, Ain Masa Bechulin. There's no Tomas Masa by Chulin. Now, over here, Masa is really a borrowed term, even though Masa literally means carrying. That would be a person who's a high level of Tame carrying something, even though they're not touching it. For example, if it's on a tray or platter or something, it'll still be Tame by the mere fact that it's being carried by somebody who's Tame. But over here, we're not using Masa like that. It's actually describing Tomas Midras. So just like there's no Tomas Midras by Chulin, but the Yesh Masa B'Chulin de Maga, there is Tomas Midras by Chulin by way of touching, like we just said now, the wife of Am Haaretz. If she sits on this clothing and she touches it, that's what we're saying, she touched it, so now it's Tomas Midras. Rabbi Shmuel Achad Yerushalayim Amar, he says, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks the following, Yashua al Kisei V'Nagabai. Let's say this wife of Am Haaretz, when we're talking about over here, she sat on a chair and she touched it, meaning she was clothed when she sat on the chair, but she also touched it. So now does it have Tomas Midras or not? So now we ask on this clarifying Manavshach, either which way, what does it make a difference? In Masa, if you want to say that she's Metame through Tomas Masa, which again we're saying over here is Midras, Hari Masa. So there's Masa, she sat on it. And in Maga, if you want to say she's Metame through touching it, well, Hari Maga, she touched it. So what's the question over here? Is she going to Metame the chair? The answer is, Kamadat Ara Masa, Achi Nase Rubai. Just like we say in regards to Tomas Masa, again, which is regards to Midras, it has to be that there's Rive over here, then the majority of the person's weight is supported by this thing. Meaning Tomas Midras doesn't get transferred if a Zav just places his hand on something. That's not considered leaning his body weight on it. It has to be that he puts the majority of his body weight on it. Only then it comes Tomas Midras. Well, the Kavasa similarly, Bimaga touching as well. Achiga Berubai, maybe they say that she has the majority touch the thing, and therefore she would have to be unclothed when sitting on the chair, and it wouldn't be enough just to have her hand touch the chair. And we don't have an answer to this. Continue to discuss, and here there's something we pointed out in the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah told us, Bigdei Am Haaretz Midras L'Prushim, and we had said that it's only the begadim of Am Haaretz, but not the Am Haaretz himself. And that's apparent from the Gemara. Why not? Because the whole chashash is not from the Am Haaretz, but from the wife of the Am Haaretz. And therefore, the Am Haaretz himself is not considered Midras L'Prushim. Wouldn't suspect that he's Tameh. So now the Gemara asks a question on the next level. Gufay Shal Parosh, parosh, maushi also because of eitzel truma. What about the body of a parosh? This is the next level of big day prushim midras leich truma. Do we say that the parosh himself is he considered a zav in regards to truma? Since we're machmir with his clothing, and that has nothing to do with his wife, it just is sechomer regarding his clothing. So maybe we're machmir with him himself, that we treat him like a zav in regards to truma. So you tell me based on top, Hazar Reichen, Reichen asks on this question, Vatanina, and what does that mean? We learned in the Mishnah Maseches Taharas, how many echamars of sech based on sharmai, a person leaves an amaretz in his house to guard it, to make sure that everything's fine. So Bishmasri Rayas and Chanasim Asa Yaitzim, when the homeowner is able to see people are going in and out of the house, so he knows that nobody else is in the house except for the shaymers and amaretz. So Echan Ramashim Chares Psuchim Tmeim, so any food and drink and open earthenware kalim are tamei, because we assume the amaretz touch them. Aval, however, Hamashkavais, the beds, the Hamashavais, and different seats and chairs, Uchacheres Mukafin Smid Pasil, and Klecheres, who are completely sealed, Tahirin, they are Tahar. Now in Tamar, Asu Gufai Kizav, Eitzal Truma, if you want to say that somebody who doesn't eat truma, his body itself is considered like a zav in regards to truma, well, afil mukafin smid pasil yutmein, even the earthenware kalim that are completely sealed, they still should be tamei, because we should be afraid that this shimer, this am aretz who's left in the house, move them, and he's going to tamei them through hesed, through moving them, because again, we're considering him to be a zav. And from the fact that the Mishnah did not say that, it must be that a person who doesn't eat truma, even though we're machmer in regards to his clothing, we're not machmer in regards to him himself. And therefore, asked Rabbi Yochanan, what was the question in the first place? So Rabbi Rapasi, he says, Tifter, we could explain as follows, about am aretz eitzel parosh, that Mishnah is only talking about an am aretz who's by a parosh, which is the first level of the Mishnah. Because as we said before, that the am aretz himself is not considered like a zav in regards to prushim. It's only his clothing, because again, that comes from his wife. And v'lash shemamin aklom, you can't learn anything from here in regards to the Gemara's question, if a parosh is considered a zav vis-a-vis somebody who eats truma. And therefore the Gemara's question could still be valid, according to Rabbi Yehuda's explanation. However, Amar Rav Manah, Rav Manah says no, because Kenam Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe, this Rabbi Yehuda my Rebbe said, everything we're talking about in this Mishnah that we just quoted with the Shomer and everything, we're talking about Truma. And Teitel Chashu Kain, you should know that so, the Din Taman, because we learned over there, this is really the second part of the Mishnah, that let's say the owner of the house is not able to see the entrance of the house, so he doesn't know who's going in and out. The first part of the Mishnah that we quoted is referring to where he is able to see all the comings and goings of the house. So he knows that the only one who could have possibly touched something in his house is a Shomer who he put there. But what about if he can't see anything? And so in regards to that, the Mishnah tells us, Afilu Muval, Vafilu Kafos, even if he's Muval, which literally means he has to be transported. In other words, he's not able to walk himself. He has to be carried around this shimer, or he's kafos, he's tied up, and therefore he couldn't have possibly touched or moved or sat on anything else in that house. And nonetheless, I call tamei, everything is tamei. And why is that? Because somebody else went into the house. And as we said, at this part of the Mishnah, we're talking about where the homeowner is not able to see who goes in and out of the house. Now, in this case, klum amru tamei lo mishum hesed, didn't they say in the Mishnah that everything's tamei because of hesed? The only way that the earthenware kalim, which are mukaf tzmid pasil, they're completely sealed, the only way they could be tamei is through hesed. Because like in Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Olei chatzatzos, v'olei haseitos, v'olei rushas hayachid, v'olei rushas hamaretz, eitzel chulin, ela eitzel truma. Didn't Rabbi Yechanan say that there's no din of chatzitza, or hesed, or rushas hayachid, or rushas of the hamaretz in regards to chulin? This is only said in regards to truma. Namely, the second part of the Mishnah, that we're saying that we're machmir, when the owner is not able to see who's coming and going, that everything is tamei, the only way it could be tamei is not because of the shomer himself, as we had said, it could be tamei even if the shomer was tied up and couldn't move, so it would have to be because the wife of the shomer, who's an Eishes HaMa'aretz, she came in, she was mitame things, the only way she could mitame is through hesed, and that's only in regards to truma, as we just quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, they were machmir with the wife of an HaMa'aretz, only in regards to truma. Now what does that tell us about the first part of the Mishnah? Then when the owner is able to see who's coming and going from the house, and in that case, all the earthenware kalim, which are mukav tzmid pasil, they're completely sealed, they are tahar, that's even though maybe they were moved by the shomer who's an HaMa'aretz, that clearly tells the HaMa'aretz is not like a zav in regards to truma. And therefore, in essence, we have an answer to the question of the Gemara, or if you want to say a different way, that the Gemara's question doesn't even start to begin with, namely that we're talking about truma, even somebody who's on a lower level, which could either be a parosh or an HaMa'aretz, we're not machmir, and we don't treat that person himself as a zav in regards to the truma, we're only machmir with the clothing. So now we go into the next level of the Mishnah, gufishal truma, ma'ushiyasa kazav eitzel kaidash. What about a person who eats truma, namely a kayin, is he considered a zav in regards to somebody who eats kaidash, meaning are we machmir regarding him? We're not machmir regarding an HaMa'aretz or a parosh vis-a-vis their higher levels, but what about truma to kaidash? Maybe we're more machmir. And the answer is in Shmini Adults from the following. Brisa tells us, chaytach shveferes al kaidash, if a person cuts a shveferes, which is literally a reed, and he wants to use this reed for kaidash, so a chaytach of hamad bila ton tvila, the person who cuts it and who's tivel it, he needs to be tivel before doing this. Now we clearly see from here that we're talking about kaidash, that it's not only a chomra in regards to the person's clothing, but it's regards to the person himself, because as we see, the person himself needs to be tivel. Let me just ask a question on this brisa. Nicha chaytach, we understand the person who's going to be cutting this reed, so he has to go to the mikvah. But matbila, some somebody who's going to be toivel to read, why does he have to go to the mikvah beforehand? Why doesn't he just wrap it in a sieve, which is basically going to be chatzitza in between him and the reed, and then he could be toivel it? So why does he have to go to the mikvah before he's toivel it? And the answer is, altifter, we explain, really the Brayis is not telling us two separate cases. Either he's chaytachet or he's being matbel it. He's referring to one situation where he's cutting it in order to be toivel it, so then he has to go to the mikvah beforehand, but again, that's only because he's going to be cutting it. It has nothing to do with the tefillah. Now we're going to the next stage of the Mishnah. Gufish al kodesh, ma'ushi yasa kezav etzal chatos. What about this highest level? The body of a person who's makbin in regards to kodesh, is do we consider him like a zav in regards to the mechatos? And the answer is Mishmina Adal. Let's learn from the following. Brisa tells us, shnei leginim, there's two different flasks. Echatar latar lekodesh, ve'echatar lechatos. That's the proper girsa. One of them is tahar to be used for kodesh, and one of them is tahar to be used for the mechatos, for the ashes and water of the paraduma. If they touched each other, shnei and tahirin, both of them are considered tahar. And we see from here that the one of a lower level of kedusha, even though obviously it's a very high level of kedusha, but still it's lower because it's tahar only for kodesh and not for chatos. When it touches the one that's tahar for chatos, it's not metamiyet. And therefore we say the same thing in our Mishnah, only that the chomra of our Mishnah is only in regards to the big day kodesh are considered midras for kodesh, but not the person himself. Asking what do you mean by masisa pliga? We have a different price that argues with this. What's the price that tell us? Hatahar lechatos, it's a proper girsa. If a person is tahar for the chatos, for the mechatos, for the par haduma, shehesed berukai v'shechva zaroi shal tahar l'truma, that he removed the reik, the spit, or the shechva zara of somebody who's tahar for truma, nitma, he becomes tamei. And so we see from here that even though the person on the lower level is still a pretty high level of tahara because he used tahar for truma, still his reik, his spit, for example, is considered tamei in regards to somebody who's a higher level of tuma. And he tahar l'truma, he tahar l'kodesh, is the same thing if a person's tahar for truma or if a person's tahar l'kodesh. According to this brass, at least, anytime we're dealing with a higher level of tuma, if he touches a lower level of tuma, that's going to be metame him. So it'd be truma to kodesh or kodesh to chatos. Hajjan al-Kparakein Darshan, Miles are finishing the second parak of Mesachas Chagiga, just like we're going to finish this parak together. We should finish the entire Mesachas Chagiga together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop for the day. I pick up tomorrow beginning the last parak of the Mesachta, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.